This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to this pre-election edition of Civic Matters. Each Monday, we get together with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor, and we discuss your engagement opportunities. And there are plenty this week, but with the elections now just a day away, that is the primary focus. Are you ready, Mary Morgan?
Holy cow, yes I am. I am ready for this to be over.
You know,
it has been a long election cycle for sure.
It most certainly has, but it's an exciting time. I'm not sure how outcomes are going to turn out. Nonetheless, there is a sense that people are more involved, more engaged, and more willing to participate in the process than in years past, and I find that heartening.
You know, that's so true. Regardless of the outcome, although we all have opinions about what we hope that outcome will be, there's been more energy. I was just reviewing some of the events that are happening this week. There's just more involvement in a really wide variety of ways. You know, previously it used to be the League of Women Voters might have a candidate forum and there might be a couple things going on, but really there's just widespread activity and we can talk about it.
Well, exactly right. First, let's do a little nuts and bolts, get ready for election day kind of thing. Sample ballots are available, and if you are unaware of where your polling station is, there's resources to find that out relatively quickly as well.
That's right. I generally direct people to the Secretary of State's website. It's michigan.gov/vote, where you can check your registration status, check your polling location. You can get a sample ballot so you know exactly what you're going to see when you go to the polls. It's a really helpful resource. It does not give information about candidates, it doesn't give candidate profiles, and it doesn't give explanatory text about the ballot proposals, but it's a good place to start.
And the folks at the University of Michigan for the past couple of months have been putting forth a project called Voting is Sexy, and really the idea is just to make the idea of getting out and participating really attractive.
Yeah, they've done a lot of really fun work, and they've made several videos that are just basically geared towards college students, encourage people to vote. They're kind of lighthearted, but they also are informational. They put together a kind of a planning guide graphic that I think is really useful. Basically ask you questions that you should answer before, tomorrow. Where is your polling location? When do you plan to vote? So you make a plan for the time of day. How will you get there? Are there people going to the polls with you? So just kind of heighten people's awareness that, you shouldn't leave this until 7:55 at night and then think, oh, I should vote today.
you may have picked up on my process.
You're not alone.
Fact of the matter is, on election days, particularly when you're expecting higher voter turnout, the lines can get rather long. And, for those who are young voters who have never voted before or it's been a while since they've gone to the polls, then probably some advice is warranted as to how best to negotiate the situation. Is there some of that available?
For sure. I mentioned the Secretary of State's office earlier, and they also have a tip sheet that they prepared for Election Day, and it gives some really useful information. For example, one of the things that they suggest is if your schedule allows you to, try to avoid the peak hours of voting when the lines are probably going to be longer. Those, according to the Secretary of State's office, are 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the morning, so that's kind of, before people go to work, they're going to the polls. And then in the afternoon, evening, between 4 and 8, lines are typically longer as people get off work and go to the polls before they go home. So, sometime in the middle of the day is when you'll probably find the shortest lines. I think it's a good sign if there's lines, but that is a factor if people want to get in and out quickly, because it's probably going to be a higher turnout, at least we hope so, tomorrow.
And another factor in longer lines or the potential thereof tomorrow is the fact that there is no longer an opportunity to vote straight ticket. So if you wanted to vote for all the Democratic candidates, you can no longer do that. If you wanted to vote for all the Republican candidates, you can no longer do that. You have to go race by race and fill out the ballot individually. And that is something that could change if voters throughout the state of Michigan approve Proposal 3 tomorrow.
Right. I think if you haven't been paying attention and you're used to voting straight ticket, you will be surprised. You will look for that little box to check.
It does not exist.
It won't be there. Does not exist. And so that will sort of disrupt your whole plan, and you will have to go through, you know, candidate by candidate. And there are a lot of races, so that'll just take time. But yeah, Prop 3, the state, it's known as Promote the Vote, and it would, if it's passed, it would make a slew of changes to the voting process with the idea to make voting more accessible. And one of those things is to make it legal for straight ticket voting.
You are listening to Civic Matters on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and each Monday we talk with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative. And Mary, we had an opportunity to talk with Ed Gulumbiescu, who is the Washtenaw County Elections Director, and he said his office issued 45,000 absentee ballots as of this past Friday. And yeah, and he's expecting voter turnout to be at or above 60% through Washtenaw County. But again, a lot of those are going to be absentee. There is still time, is there not, to fill out an absentee ballot as long as you're willing to do it and deliver it in person?
That is correct, but you know, time's a waste, and the deadline to fill it out, to request a ballot and fill it out in person, is 4 o'clock today. So you need to, you know, haul yourself down to your clerk's office, get that ballot. You do have until the end of tomorrow, when polls close at 8 o'clock tomorrow, to return your absentee ballot. But if you want to get it, you have to meet that deadline, 4 o'clock today. And just as an aside, I would love to give a shout out to Ed and the county staff that handle the elections, as well as Ann Arbor City Clerk's Jackie Boudry and her staff. You know, we are really lucky in this county to have some great folks working to make these elections secure and smooth. So just a shout out to them and all the poll workers tomorrow for taking the time to help make this happen.
It is easy to take for granted that with all the work that needs to be done, that it comes off so smoothly, so timely, and so efficiently. I am quite impressed, as you are.
Yeah, and as we celebrate, and there are some celebrations happening around the election, let's also celebrate the poll workers. We had talked earlier about some of the creative things that are happening. Today, there is a fashion show that the University of Michigan Museum of Art is putting on called Vote.
So what is it, people dressed in flags or in their party preference costumes?
I don't know.
I have no idea what that could be.
I don't know. They're billing it as here's what you could wear to the polls. So it starts tonight at 6 at the art museum, and so that should be fun. And then the League of Women Voters is also having Get Out the Vote concert at the Last Word tonight at 7 o'clock. And then of course tomorrow there's watch parties all over the place.
So exactly, and the League of Women Voters among them, right?
That's right. They're partnering with Hopcat on Maynard Street in Ann Arbor for a watch party. There's several watch parties with the university. The Ford School folks, that's the public policy part of the university. They're meeting at Frazier's.
Well, that seems appropriate.
Well, we could probably have a whole segment on
we could
why
indeed.
That's appropriate. But Voters Not Politicians, which has Prop 2 on the statewide ballot.
Which aims to end gerrymandering, right?
That's right. They're having a watch party at Pizza House in Ann Arbor. The Ginsburg Center at the university is having a watch party at their offices on Hill Street. There's just several. We're going to have those in our newsletter, and you're going to have some of those.
Most interested in is some of the Ann Arbor City Council candidates who are on the ballot are going to get together for a watch party, but not only a watch party, they're getting together for karaoke.
Karaoke, yeah. Will it all have some kind of patriotic music theme? I don't know. You know, maybe it's worth getting. They're going to be at Necto, so, you know, if you're down, you could actually hit several parties. If you're walking around downtown tomorrow, and there are others we haven't even gotten to. So
now, beyond the elections, Ann Arbor City Council will get together on Thursday night, and there's a couple of issues that folks are always interested in. That would include the city's deer management plan and program, and accessory dwelling units are becoming a bigger issue. Both of those are on the agenda.
That's right. There's also an ordinance that would allow for you to keep backyard ducks, which, you know, Dave, I know that that's something that you've been really hoping for.
I was just getting used to my chickens.
That's right. So, yeah, they're meeting at 7 o'clock on Thursday, Ann Arbor City Council. It's pushed back because of the election, and a little bit lighter agenda, but still some things of note.
Well, listen, our time together today has come to an end, and for those who don't know, Mary Morgan is going to be moving out of the area, and this is her last edition of Civic Matters. So I'd like to take this opportunity to say, Mary, it has been a joy, it has been a pleasure, it has been an honor, and I thank you for all the work you have done and all you have contributed to the community.
Likewise. Thank you so much, David.
That is Mary Morgan. And one more thing she'll do for WEMU. You may just hear her voice tomorrow as part of WEMU's election night coverage. Patrick Campion is going to anchor, and we'll get underway at 8 o'clock tomorrow evening and run until the results are in. So make sure you join us for that. And then on Wednesday morning, as part of Morning Edition, we'll have a full wrap-up, 9 live interviews with wrap-up analysis and all of the news and information important to you from tomorrow's elections. You are listening to your community NPR station and your source for local election news. It's 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.